In this Friday edition, I talk with Doug Mitchell from the National Public Radio, NPR, about the Next Indigenous Radio Project, a partnership with the National Public Radio and the Native American Journalists Association. We're talking about how you can be involved, what it entails, and what does the future look like. Doug Mitchell, you are with NPR?
That's correct.
And they have, NPR is the one that has the Next Generation Project, or is it NAJA?
Yeah, no, this is a project that originated with NPR. It's been officially named for 20 or 21 years old this year. And I've been doing this kind of training for a lot longer than that. In fact, the last project I did with NAJA was in 2009. So essentially what this is coming back around to a collaboration we had many, many years ago.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we're back together again. Because I see there's a void in journalism.
Yes.
In Native communities. And so
yes.
I'm trying to figure out a way, how can we interest more young people, or don't even have to be young, to take a look at journalism, try it out.
Well, I think what we're, and particularly what we're doing with Next Generation is we're focusing on those who are interested in interviewing people who have stories to tell. So, for example, we've used various themes for each of our cohorts. One, like last year, since it was a pandemic, we had our selected people go out and interview people about life during COVID-19. Before that, we've talked about, tell us about your first days as an immigrant to the United States. We currently are asking people, what does it mean to be an American? And so we come up with various themes that we'll have for, we'll keep them for like 6 months to a year. And then we come up with another one. But it's basically, it's not straight up reporting. It's mostly storytelling. And we're mostly interested in people who have a curiosity about others or have, somebody who's a great storyteller. And we find them, and the reporter's not in the story. It's all about the subject. And I think that's the key pretty much to what we're doing. And I think it's very much key to, working with indigenous journalists and in Indian country storytelling.
Yes, I would agree, because we've been telling stories for many, many generations, and we still do. So you're not actually looking at journalism?
I would call it journalism adjacent. So you still have to interview, you still have to prepare your questions, you still have to write a full story. These are all part of our week-long project. But mostly this is an audio/radio project where you find someone who has an interesting story to tell and you let them tell it. And then we edit and we put it up on our site, and mostly there are stations who are interested in carrying our stories as well.
Oh, so we can go onto your site and download some stories?
Well, we can send it to you. It's probably better if we do it that way. For example, the upcoming project we have, our second project this year with the Native American Journalists Association, we're co-hosted by NPR station KOSU in Oklahoma City. And if a station, though, throughout Indian country is interested in a particular story that they found on our website, they just let me know and they can have it.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yep. And our people are paid, too. So this is a free project in which we pay our selected people to do the work. So imagine that.
Well, that is inviting. Yes, it is. And how many people are you looking at?
So we'll have a cohort of about five, and we're also looking at early career. So we would ideally like people who are either just fresh off to work. They don't have to have gone to college. They just got started, whether they're actually doing or practicing journalism, or they're just interested in learning how to tell audio stories. They don't have to have a ton of experience. I would say no more than five years. And there's a lot they're going to learn in 1 week. But they will walk away with what we'll call a digital portfolio, which they can use to either continue their work as an independent freelancer or as a professional from wherever they're working. our most previous project was in March of this year. And we worked with five, I think there were all women, from five locations around the country. Most were tied to a radio station. And they covered people on in Indian country, specifically.
I gotta wait. Did you mention that this is all a virtual training?
Yes. So they don't, I mean, and I think in an ideal sense, one thing we've learned from the pandemic is that in order to get stories from people, you know, the stories that we want to get them from where they are. So nobody travels anywhere. They can stay home. They can even use their own radio station if they need any kind of technical support. But we want stories from where they are, as opposed to bringing them to a central location and then looking for stories that way. I think it's more effective this way.
I agree. Is there something else that we need to know about this project?
The deadline coming up is this Friday, midnight Central Time. The application is at, it's on the NAJA site, NAJA.com. The site will come up, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a very nice graphic done by Brian Pollard, formerly of NAJA, that says Indigenous Next Gen. It's kind of a blend of the two words. You see that nice graphic, the link is there. And just if you're interested, make sure you apply by midnight this Friday.
Okay, so will this be up and available next year as well?
We're continuing, so this will be our second project this year. We're going to continue the series of partnerships, collaborations. We're going to do another project focused on Indigenous storytellers and journalists in Oklahoma. We'll do that in March, and then we'll probably do another early career at some point later in the year next year. So yes, we're going to continue.
Well, good, because even if I got this edited and ready to go for airtime, that only gives people a day.
Yeah, people tend to wait to the last minute anyway. I think if you just want to say something on the air, that would be great. But then if you want to do, you know, you can put the interview out whenever.
Yes, and we could, this gives me more time to do some more production in line of this, maybe mm-hmm. line up some people who might be interested
mm-hmm.
And get them to pay attention and maybe get them some more information later on.
Yeah, this is not the application is not that complicated. I think if they're, you know, I don't want people to overthink it. That if you're interested in what we're doing, want to be a part of the program, learn more about interviewing and storytelling and writing and editing, if you're really interested in that, the application won't be intimidating.
Very good. This is exciting. Yes.
Great.
Well, thank you very much, Doug, for sharing this information with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
All right.
I've been talking with Doug Mitchell of National Public Radio as they work along with the Native American Journalists Association to offer the next Indigenous radio project. The deadline to apply is this Friday. However, there's always next year and upcoming other projects that NPR and NAJA will be presenting, and we'll keep you informed. This program was produced, hosted, and engineered by Joseph Orozco. For KIDE Hoopa, we thank you for listening.